Hello, this is Boo Boo, my Sphinx, my 15 years old Sphinx cat, blogger on social media, and me, completely lost in Paris. I never thought that I was going to record that, and I don't even know if I will finish the recording of it, but yesterday evening, actually it's 2 p.m. in Paris, so it was yesterday evening, I had another argument, conversation with my mother. A conversation of, I don't know, almost 3 hours, like every 2 days, since decades. I'm not playing the victim, I'm just telling you the truth. She's, I don't know how to say that in English, but she keeping me like an hostage because she's giving me money. I used to get a lot of money, but everything disappeared because of a lot of stuff that I will talk maybe another time. But if I don't answer to her call or to her text messages, it's always, she's always threatening me to call the not the police, but the urgences, the 911, as you say in USA. Here is 112. The time you can be murdered time 5-6 times. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that, because she's giving me money every month. My psychiatric shrink told me that she's having me by the balls. That's, I don't know the good expression. I'm sorry, and so I must answer to her. And our conversations are not conversations. It's like if I'm in a police station and a detective asking me questions, you know. And it's like this, and this, and this, and this, with an awful tone, imperative tone. And everything I say, she had to reproach me something, every single thing. And unfortunately, I hope, unfortunately, it's, I'm sorry, I'm lost, I'm a little lost. I hope it's unconscious for her. She doesn't realize what she's saying to me, how she's yelling to me, how she treated me. The fact is, if I don't answer, she's keeping asking questions. Yeah, what I wanted to say is that her only gesture, the beauty of a gesture, instead of affection, instead of love, it's money. And because she's giving money to me and to Boo Boo, to us, every month, I think, well, we all think, she's she can do whatever she wants, because it's always the same stupid sketch at the end. Now, this time, I don't give you money, I won't do this, I won't do that, you just got to be alone in the streets, I don't this, I don't that. And yesterday was for me the end of it. I tried to commit suicide. I don't know if I can tell that on a podcast. I'm sorry if I'm shocking people, but I really tried. And of course, as I take a lot of medications, I'm very resistant to everything. And I let her know just after a conversation yesterday. So it was like, I don't know, 11 p.m. in the evening. I let her know that she won't have... It was the last time, I mean the last month, that she had given me money. Because there won't be next month. Then, since August, last August, I'm recording every conversation I get with her, because it's so weird, it's so aggressive, it's so... And again, I'm not playing the victim, it's just facts, you know. It's so unbelievable that I'm keeping it. I'm keeping those records for me. And yesterday it was too much. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was a battery or the whatever. The it was the end of the conversation because it cut off. And I called her back on her mobile and on her other line. It was her answering machine. Okay. So she wrote me something like, I don't remember. Yeah, I know. Like it was my fault. Like, otherwise, blah, blah, blah. And I answered to her that, yeah, she won't have to, blah, 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 give any money. And that my sublime, beautiful, sublime testament was my recordings of her. And I hope somebody will give it to her. And that... the only thing that matters to me was that I left a note, and that note will be considered. And I only ask that Boo-Boo, who's the really precious things, not a things, not animal, a person for me, that Boo-Boo, with the advice of my veterinary, who was extraordinary human person, say, okay, Boo-Boo can go to this person or this person. She had the messages, she received it. She never answered. So I took a lot of medicines. But as I'm very resistant to medicines, to drugs, it didn't work at all. So I wake up this morning with an awful migraine, ophthalmic, you know, very hard one. And I took again medicines, didn't work. So I know that if you take more than, you know, paracetamol, blah, 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 Le foie de... Sorry, I don't remember the name, but there is a... The livers, maybe, yeah, when you drink too much, no, is saturated, and you can die, you know. And I call my shrink, my psychiatrist, because when I send it text messages, he doesn't have it. We don't know why. There's a technical issue about that. All the time he showed me the historic of the texto he received, and I'm not on the list. All the time I told him, no, it's okay, Frederick, don't show me. I believe you, there's no problem. And I didn't think about sending him an email. So I call him on his mobile phone, knowing perfectly that he never answer to anybody during the weekend when he's not at work. Always, since many, many years. And knowing that I was... I'm having his... I will have the possibility to leave him a text, not a text message, a voice message, a vocal message. I just wanted to tell him that I was so thankful for what it did to me for so many years. But I was at one point in my life, or enough was enough. And I got a beautiful life, I met a lot of people, I learned so much, and I love to learn, I still love to learn. But after yesterday, the conversation with my mother and all, everything, I couldn't handle it anymore. And I asked him to, I wanted to tell him that, not calling the 911 and everything, because it wasn't, I didn't want that, and just letting know just about Boo Boo, that's all. And when I called him, he answered, and I was so shocked because he never answered. So I told him, I'm sorry, Frederick, I don't want to disturb you during the weekend. It's completely inappropriate. I know you're not working and everything. And he asked me what's happening. And I told him what I told you, what I'm telling you about, guys, that it was too much for me, and that I was going to do this, and why. And about Boo Boo, please just keep a look at him, and this is it. And during more than 30 minutes, he talked to me, and he was trying to, you know, I don't know the name, and again, I'm so sorry, I'm so confused, but he tried to unlock the process, and at the same time, it rings on my door, gling, gling, and it was my neighbor, Monique. She's a very nice woman, and why she arrived at this moment, I don't know. I was with Frederick Mashring on the line, and I realized if it was the fire, the emergencies, because even if my mother didn't respond to my message, maybe she was worried, and I don't know. No, it was it was Monique, and she was giving me a cake, because it's I don't know how you say in America, but it's the, you know, when you put a crown on the person who find the little the little Fève in the Galette des Rois. So she gave me a part of the of cake, and I was online, so I thank her, and I think this was a very nice gesture. And finally, my shrink told me that, of course, I was depending on my mother, and I don't have to handle all those things. And he was really mad about him, because he told her so many times that she was too hard with me, and it was not because she was giving money at the end of the month to survive that she was entitled to talking me like this, or sending me orders, or you know, asking me every single thing I was doing, and going to my account and tell me what this PayPal means, what these things is, what this whatever. And it was like, well, you know, Stefan, Monday, I'm going, he said, mettre le zouk, to put the zouk, to declench something, to do a signalement, you know, to report to, I don't know where, that my mother was almost insane, and it was enough, and I was in danger of her behavior. So of course I said, no, don't do that, please. I don't want her to be afraid, to be fear, or to be, it wasn't the point. He said, well, calm down, and go to Netflix, there's a nice show, you must see You. I say, yeah, I heard about it, and it's the season 2, I think, now. And he told me, yeah, it's really good, I saw it. And I answered that I started to see the Witcher on Netflix, and also the Mindhunter. It's a series, now it's series 2, but it's just the first season of it's David Fincher, who's a great director, who would produce the end direct, I don't know who wrote what, this Mindhunter series. And it's cool because I see him twice a month, and all the time I brought him something who means a lot to me, like, I don't know, the last documentary about Lee Alexander McQueen, or the, what else, the book about Daphne Guinness, who knows who she, I don't know if you guys know who she is, but she's the heiress of the kingdom of the beers Guinness. But that's not what she is. She's a legend. She's a muse. She's an extraordinary person. Whatever. We exchange. And I told him, I don't know if you saw this show. It was called Black Box. And it was always one season because it didn't work. And it was about a bipolar psychiatric in a black box clinic and all her adventures. It was so, So great, of course. Well, I don't know why, but it didn't work. So no season two. And also, I told him, and he saw it, What If, I don't know if you guys saw this movie with Renée Zellweger, was very well written, and I think it was on Netflix, yeah. Whatever, he told me to calm down. Well, the point is that I was about to doing and taking the right pills to finally leave this planet, and before I just wanted to leave him a message, any answer, one point. And at the same time, my neighbor Monique came and sent me and gave me a cake, part of cake, two. And last episode, I was saying that I didn't believe in God. And now, I'm asking myself, there should be something, a God maybe, I don't know what is the name. But, oh, why he answered during the weekend. He never. And why he talked to me during more than 30 minutes. Why Monique arrived at the same time, giving me that. All these two facts gave me good vibes. And I didn't want to harm myself anymore. It was like I got two angel guardian angels, I don't know. So, voila, this is what happened from yesterday night to now. And as I told you, it's one take only. I don't edit, I don't... If I do something, I do it sincerely, and even if my mother said I'm a big, fat, egocentric, maybe I am, I don't know. But it's very complicated. No, just I hope I don't shock you guys to about what I'm saying and to offend people. And the stuff is that there's a proof that about two facts who happens and who literally saved my life for today. I don't say for today because it's like tomorrow I'm going to kill myself, forget, try to kill myself, forget, and I won't. But, yeah, this is the podcast. And why did I take my iPhone to record this after what happened? I don't know, less than 1 hour, everything happened. I don't know again. I told you, it's my kind of therapy. So thank you for those who are listening these words, because you watch one who didn't disconnect. And if you want to share, exchange everything, and give me advice, give me tips, or if you want me to help them do exactly the same, to share, to exchange, to... I'm here. That's all. We are here with Bubu. And truly, deeply, sincerely, we love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.